Okay, so we're going to call the meeting to order at 12:04 p.m. And I'm just starting with those first things. Our chair is not here today. Kathy Holmes is our chair. So the first order of business would be to nominate, appoint a chair for this meeting, for this Board of Abatement meeting. I motion to nominate Mary Bushy as our chair for this meeting. I motion, yeah, so I
I
don't know
second it.
if David will second that. So Mary will be the chair. So you can take it from here,
Yep.
those two other
I'll go from
thoughts.
I open the hearing.
Well, let me, you
Right.
want me to do the other two
Yeah,
things
you
then?
do the other things and I'll open the hearing that one.
Any additions to the agenda?
Ignore John. It's
Looks like I have
No additions. All right.
I thought we had it. Did we have a addition to accept the meeting minutes from
Oh, that's
Eric?
not an addition, that's on here. So
Oh,
I'll do
okay.
that next. So
I guess I
approving
just didn't need to
the
look at
minutes
that.
of the October 6th meeting. And I think pretty much everybody was here. David, Miriam, Bill, Isaiah, Elaine, Mary, Susan, John. And then on the 18th, everybody was here also to get our quorum. So I would need a motion to accept those minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes. Second.
Second. And then I would like to ratify the actions of the October 6th meeting only because there's a possibility I didn't send the hybrid. I posted it, but I did not send the hybrid announcement out via the email, though I did speak to the town attorney and it's not necessary, but I still would like to ratify the actions. I would like to make a motion to ratify the actions of the October 6th and the November 18th continuance meeting.
Good. Second.
Okay, and then the rules of procedure, we have been following a template, but I would like to actually post them as Westmore, their VLCT template rules of procedure, which we'll be using right along. But I would like to have them as the Westmore Town of Procedure Board of Abatement process. So I would like to make a motion to approve the VLCT template for the rules of procedure for the Board of Abatement.
I'll second.
Okay, and then Mary, being the chair, can take it.
Okay, so I'm gonna open the hearing at 12:06, and the applicant is Timothy Hayes, and the property location is 371 Fox, Foxhall Lane,
Ledge.
Ledge Lane. I know that, and the property ID is 1830371. And the applicant and the witnesses, so this is just for Tim, right?
Yes.
Tim is the top one, and then we would you could read the other ones to us.
Okay. So does he have to raise his hand?
Yes, where's that paper and he has to sign it?
You just
Would
I
I just give
you
it
just
to
took
him?
no, you took it
I
back.
take it back. But you can do it for him.
Okay. So under the pains, you need to raise your right hand.
Yeah.
Under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
So then if you can sign here, and then I'll give you the there's no witnesses, or are there any witnesses?
No.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm re requesting of the board if there's to disclose any conflicts of interest that exist or may exist.
Yeah, Tim and I have been friends for some years.
And identify yourself.
John Zimmer.
To repeat, John?
And then if we start,
what did you just say?
Tim was probably the first person I met up in Westmore.
Okay.
Good friends for you.
Yes. Thank you. So do we have to vote?
As the board, we should all, so you can say that and we can.
Okay, so first of all, we're going to do the swearing in
Yeah,
of the board.
of the board.
No, first we have to figure out if John is going to be on it. So does anybody have any objections to John being on the
No objections. No,
no.
no, no.
Okay. So now the board needs to take the oath. Raise your hands.
Okay.
I solemnly swear or affirm that I will hear and determine all evidence given relative to the cause now under consideration for my decision, so help me God.
I do.
Okay. So we should pass that
I
around.
do. Steal them.
I sign it somewhere here.
Anywhere.
And Jim, have you received a copy of the board's rules of procedure?
Yes. Yep.
And do you have any questions about the rules
I
of
think so. No, pretty straightforward.
procedure? Can you identify the statutory abatement category that request is
Oh,
being under?
that was one question I had is what are the categories? I didn't see any of them listed.
Well, it's on your you picked that one.
Oh,
That
yeah.
was
Right. Yeah.
go back. I mean, don't think he's
So, can you identify the?
Since you're not, that's the
You need
skip.
to identify the category.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 32 VSA 380211.
Yeah, I checked that because of my disability. I'm not a veteran.
It says the exemption amount available to certain veterans and their families members under the
Yeah.
380211, otherwise eligible for exemption, who file a claim on or after May 1st, but before October 1st, due to the claimant's sickness. So yeah, that just refers
To vets only.
to veterans. So
Vets
that would
only.
refer to a veteran's
Right,
credit.
yeah.
Yeah.
So you can see how I checked it and then I sort of scribble
Right.
it out.
So,
So then what would be the alternative? I'm not.
if you state
Oops.
your reason, let them
Yep.
Yes. Yes. The scenario here is I made a payment that should have arrived on time. Apparently, it didn't. I'm mortified that this happened. It's never happened to me before, ever. I pride myself on being on time with all of my debt. So I just wanted to have a chance to explain what happened, what I did to make this payment. And hopefully something can be worked out. I paid an additional almost $1,300 and fees because of my mistake, because of what happened.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you here
Yeah,
because
yeah. So
this would
we're
be
still looking here, but
taxes in which there is a mistake of a clear, obvious error. So that's 24 VSA 1535 A4.
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if error by the post office about that. But we can hear, and then we
Yeah.
can deliver.
Yep. Okay.
At least we have one.
Right. At
Yeah.
least we have a stake in the ground here.
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead, I guess.
Sorry, yep, go ahead.
So typically, and I have done this in the past, typically when in this scenario, I had to go out of town because of a family, I go out of state because of a family health situation, and it didn't end well in November eventually. So I couldn't come here to drop my check off. I live alone. And so I thought that the best way to get this payment here on time, due on the 20th of October, was to set up a bill pay bank check coming out of TD Bank's bill pay processes with my phone. So on the 13th of October, I set up the payment to arrive on the 20th. Actually, the 12th. So when I went into the TD Bank app, it allowed me to do that, which confirmed to me that yes, there's time to do this. It will arrive on time on the 20th. And so I proceeded. And so I got confirmation on my phone with the TD Bank app that the payment had been accepted, that the payment was delivered, and it was confirmed. And I sent all this to John back in the day.
Do you want that to be considered a piece of evidence?
Yes, please. That's why I didn't bring more paper
Yeah,
claims to New
so
York.
that is just that. From TD Bank, we had sent it to you and you forwarded it. Stating what that he had set it up to be confirmed arrival date on 10/20. So that is Tim's evidence. Okay.
And like I said, I've done this many times. I pay all my bills electronically. I don't write any checks anymore. So anyway, on the 20th, I started checking the account, looking for the check to clear. It didn't clear on the 20th. It didn't clear on the 21st, 22nd. Finally, John and I think you and I connected on the 23rd, and the check still hadn't cleared. And I'm like, there's something wrong. He goes, we just got it today, the 23rd. So hence the fine. So I'm like, wait a minute. So I sent him the documentation, what I had seen on my phone, the confirmations that I had, and didn't really do too much more after that, except for the fact that John let me know that I owed more money and it would be best for me to pay that within the 30 days. Otherwise, I was going to owe even more. So I went ahead and paid the fine, paid the 9%, and it was almost $1,300, which is for someone on fixed income, it's a lot of money. So my point with this whole thing is that I did what I knew always worked, but apparently it didn't work this time. I don't know why. I don't know why. I've been in touch with TD Bank. I have an open case. They are looking into it. I talked to a manager yesterday, still confirming that this thing was here on the 20th. So that's my story. That's really all I can say.
I'm
But
sorry, did you just
but I did do this when John recommended that I come down, that I pay that additional fine. I got the car, came down with a check because I was here then.
say that they confirmed that it was here on the 20th? Just verbally, they said no, it was there on the
Right.
20th.
Their systems confirmed that it was here on the 20th.
That it was here
Here or
or mailed
that
here?
that it arrived on the 20th, that it was
And
this.
they don't have it, they can't pr print out any hardcore evidence to that fact. I mean, if they're saying it's here, they should be able to prove it to you, right?
They go by what their systems say. Their systems say that it was paid on the 20th.
But does that mean the check was cut on the 20th?
No, it means that So I've learned a lot about TD
Yeah.
Bank. So here's their process. Their process is when I initiated that payment on or about the 13th of October, and that system confirmed that it would be here by the 20th. Otherwise, so I've run into this before with them. So the way that that app works, I don't know if anybody's a TD Bank customer, online banking customer here or not, but the way that that system works is that if you set up a payment to be paid on a future date, the system will either say, yeah, it'll either accept that date or not. Okay. So if that system had not accepted the 20th as a payment date with me initiating it on the 13th, I would have somehow made other arrangements to get payment here. I didn't know about the alternative online system that Westmore has. I guess I didn't wasn't aware of it. Again, I fell back on something that always worked in the past, Mary. So I just kind of went with that. I thought that was a safe bet. So it allowed me to make this payment on the 13th for a payment delivery on or before the 20th of October, which was a Monday. But like I said, when I didn't see the check, usually in the past, that check is deposited. Boom. It's same day. That's always the way it's been in the 18 or 19 years I've been doing this here. So like I said, I started to get nervous when about the 21st and 22nd, it still hadn't cleared. And that's when John confirmed that it just got here.
So, in the past, when you say the check boom was deposited, were all those accounts electronic on your other bill pays?
So, say that again, Elaine. Sorry.
So it, and I'm not sure of the system, but when you pay a bill and if you said it's due on the 15th and you said it was de you've seen it deposited, is that was that an electronic payment from TD to this other vendor?
Some of them are. Some of them go electronic. So
Because
some of them.
sometimes I think that might be the difference,
In this
electronic
case,
versus mail.
correct, right. So, like with my insurance companies and things like that, they'll do electronic transfers,
Yeah.
EFTs. The bank doesn't have this kind of relationship with the town of Westmore, so it was a paper check. It was a paper check that was sent out by their partner called Fiserv, based in Indiana. Indiana sends those checks on behalf of TD, on behalf of myself as a client of TD Bank. Goes in snail mail and gets sent. And like I said, it's never failed. You can talk to anybody that I ever made payments with. This just never happens. So this is the first time ever. And but it was a paper check. And John sent me a copy of what was received on the date of October 23rd. And that's what the town of Westmore is saying. The bank is saying it arrived on the 20th. The town of Westmore is saying it arrived on the 23rd. That's all I got. I don't know.
The only thing I can think of that would be is because the you had said to have the check here by the 20th. The bank is telling you, okay, the post office will have it there by the 20th. So they're putting it in their system as it's going to be the 20th.
I
You know
think it
what I
says there
mean?
it's confirmed, but if
by the bank, but not
right.
but by it was
the check
it
will
should have
count.
been here.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. It should have been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to let
So
people know, on the 20th, you stayed late. I stayed
is it a
late.
weekend? I
Oh,
don't know.
past the four
calendar.
past the four
The
o'clock. And
20th, you
the
said,
bank
was
is
a
a
weekend.
Monday.
Twentieth is a Monday.
The
And
20th
the
is a Monday.
13th would have been the Monday before that.
Okay.
Correct.
So if they stay in those bill pays, I do that with some stuff. And I'll say in my head, they're late. That happens to me late. It's not that bank. But it does say you have to allow X amount of business days. And I'm not sure whether it's 3 to 5 or 5 to 7 business days. But it's not accountable for the bank can, can do it. It's just that it's a paper check, so then it has to go through the mail, and they are no accounting for mail. They're not accountable for what the mail does. And that's the mail has been super slow lately,
And
really
on
slow.
the 20th, we make it a point to go check the mailbox to check our slot before we leave, just because people
Right.
do pay.
Of
So
course.
that's part
Yeah.
of our process on the
Right.
20th.
Right.
And I think, sorry, the other part of our process is when they do come in late, we stamp them.
Well, if
You
it
know.
was when it could have come in Wednesday, we're not here Wednesdays. So I
Right.
will say that.
Right.
But I think that was a Thursday, the 23rd. So,
Thursday the 23rd, yeah.
so it could have been in the
should we enter
mailbox
that
on
second and
on
put it in the
Wednesday or
town?
Thursday?
Hey, hang on.
Do you have
Let
that,
me
Elaine?
I have it electronically,
Hang
a
on.
picture of it.
It could have been here on the 22nd, but it didn't get collected and stamped till the 23rd. Is that a possibility?
But that has no relation to anything to do with the 20th.
Right.
So it doesn't.
So by statute, the
Yeah.
after the 20th at 4 o'clock, if
That's
you
it.
pay 402, you get an 8% late fee.
So I'm just saying, if we're not here on Wednesday to collect it, it could have been in the mailbox, but it has no bearing
To the date.
to this.
Okay.
And I don't know, John has the electron, Ian has the,
Anne has the physical.
so this would be town evidence if you want to see that.
Use the bathroom real quick. I'm sorry.
You need to get the one of those plastic things, right, son?
I've gotten used to it somewhat.
I like this one. I found myself and I put it up higher and now
This is a ring, right? Yep.
it's
To the left,
yes.
Oh, there's no postmark on the
There wasn't on the envelope.
Envelope. Did you hear? This is a total change of subject, but why he's gone? Also, I just heard that
Postmarks.
the postmarks about postmarks. Did anybody else hear that? So
The what?
they're gonna start postmarking the letters
Not at the
not
local.
at the local station, but when they get to the sorting,
The distribution.
the
Like White
distribution.
River?
No.
Yeah, or
It'd
well,
be Connecticut now.
yeah,
So
wherever their
it's another reason
distribution.
not to accept
Well, yeah,
postmarks.
and what I just learned, I had a package shipping from Miami, right? The major sorting center for Southeast America is Puerto Rico. So the package
Yeah,
goes
no.
from Miami to Puerto Rico, back to North Florida, and then up from there.
Oh, good enough. That's no wonder mail's so slow in Florida. It's way slow.
Yeah, the
And
largest U.S. mail processing center is in Puerto Rico.
oh, wow. That's why they made it a X. Well, that's.
So, does anybody else have any
Oh,
questions?
no, that was probably
Does
this.
anybody else have any
We've been
questions?
thinking out hard for a while.
Pay attention, ladies.
Sorry.
Deliberative session. Do you have anything else yet?
I don't think so. Just to say that I'm sorry. Sorry this happened. I'm sorry that take your time on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm really sorry.
It's part of the process, but
Yes.
you have that right. So don't be.
I just mortified this happened. I didn't expect it. It's always worked. I don't know why it didn't work. This time it broke down. I had no idea. No idea. But if I can't go by, and I've talked to the bank about this, I don't know what happened here. But if I can't trust this, then I'm going to go a different direction.
Well, I think it's a lot of it is electronic. Like if you make a payment from your electronic banking to a credit card, that's boom,
Yeah, CFT,
instant.
right, exactly.
But when it's the
What
paper
is a
check,
paper
is
check?
the problem. That's when it comes in.
Anytime anything hits the mail, it's not
Yeah.
reliable.
And there's no way for them to, well, that we do have an electronic thing on our website
Well,
right
now
now,
he knows.
but
So
you
that's why
didn't
we
know
put
about that.
that
I
stamp a
didn't.
couple of years ago, why we did that.
How does that stamp work?
You know, you go onto the website and you do an EFTS payment,
Oh, I see what you're saying.
ACH payment right on the website.
And it gives you a receipt with the date
Yeah.
and time.
Yeah.
And we go by the
Right.
time on that
Unfortunate.
because the bank doesn't, they don't deposit till 2 days later, but
Right.
we get the timestamp in each
Yeah,
day.
so EFTs, that's a totally different deal. Like you were saying with a paper check, It's the Wild West out there. I don't know. I didn't, like I said, it's always work 100% before this instance. And I thought, well, at least it's not during the holidays, so the mail volume isn't as bad as it's about, ready to get. So I thought, I just thought it was just safe.
You trusted their
I did
process.
trust it. I did trust it. Well, I always had. Because it always worked for me. But going forward here. So I appreciate your consideration. Thank
Oh,
you for
wait,
your
Tim, I
time.
have another question. What is the amount now that's outstanding beyond what you paid for the taxes? The additional
He paid it. It's not outstanding. He actually came and paid it.
I came in and paid
But
it.
you can give her that amount.
What did you pay?
I paid $1,222. I'm trying to get the number for you.
That was the 8% over the
I think it's 9%, isn't it, Joe?
13,581 that you
It's
paid,
like
right?
9%.
Plus
One
1% insurance.
$1,222.38.
$1,222.
22.32.
Okay.
And that's what you are basically asking to abate.
That's what we're asking to consider for
Penalties and
forgiveness.
correct.
Penalties and interest.
Yep.
And that was paid on the 19th of November.
All right.
Now, so it's interesting to me how a check that arrived on the 23rd of October doesn't get deposited until, so now I'm still checking my checking account. The check didn't clear until the 6th of November. So it's a full 2 weeks later.
It goes through the process. The delinquent tax
Delinquent
collector
tax.
has to come get it. She has to process it. Then the check comes back. And because we're not right near the bank, so once the processes have been taken care of in the computer or on paper, the check might sit here because we don't go to the bank with one check. I mean, we would on the tw well, no, it's when it's posted. So that's why it doesn't clear. If we were right next door, then it would
Wait a
walk it
minute. So
over.
what we do is the way our system works, the software works, is everything's current until the 20th. And then what we do is we don't process anything that comes after because we have to actually close the current receivable and move it to delinquent. And we hold for a few days in case payment doesn't clear. Usually takes 3 business days to see if someone who paid us on the 20th, if their payment might not clear. So because once I close it, it's harder to go back. So we hold everything for 3 business days, and then we send it to the tax collector, and then slowly decides.
And then the stamp, the I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Then the stamp that you sent me, which was your proof that it had gotten here on the 20th, how does that stamp work? Is that an automated stamp? No.
No, it's hand stamped.
Hand stamped.
So when the mail comes in, we'll sort
Okay.
that, especially after the 20th, you know, it's the holiday.
I can almost
But,
all of them get stamped.
Are you speaking of next, or am I?
Do you have the front page?
No, it should be background.
This? Is
Yep.
that, yeah, I need.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions?
Thank you, folks, for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay,
Thank you, Tim. Oh, she's doing her processes.
I got through my process.
Yes.
So I'm closing the meeting,
The
the
hearing.
hearing at 12:32 p.m. And just so you know, we'll go into deliberation session now, and we'll issue a written decision within 30
In
days
the
of the
30 days.
hearing.
Okay, I saw that. Okay, great. Thank you, folks. Appreciate your time.
Thank
Thank you, Tim. Good
you.
luck.
Thank you.
Yep.
So I'm going to basically end.
Yeah, we don't deliberate right on the recording. Yep.
No, we go
And we
out.
don't even have to come back live like the select board. We make our decision and I send it out. So basically, I'm. So, are you sure? Yes, I will.